A.J. Brown spent Tuesday's joint practice against the Colts doing exactly what New England traded for, settling into cover two holes, catching slants for first downs, scoring uncovered along the back line of the end zone, and separating at the top of sit routes against Sauce Gardner, one of the best cornerbacks alive. That is all from the Patriots' own joint practice takeaways, and it was the most complete day of work any Patriots receiver has logged this camp. The June preview framed Brown as a bet on the situation rather than the resume. The core claim, his volume had stayed elite in Philadelphia, but the production per target had slipped for three straight years, so the argument for him in New England was never last season's tape. It was whether a motivated alpha catching passes from Drake May, the most accurate passer in football last season, could get the per-target juice back. We said the bet was the fit, not the line, and that the honest risk was a third team in 3 years slowing the target share down. This week's evidence is about as direct as August allows. The May-to-Brown connection kept producing all through the joint practice, per the Patriots' takeaways, including the red zone touchdown sequence, and the routes that won were the alpha staples, slants, sit routes, backline fades. Brown then sat Thursday's preseason opener against these same Colts, along with May, Hunter Henry, and the rest of the starters, per Connor Ryan at Boston.com, which is standard handling for a veteran the team already believes in. The game itself ended in a 13-13 tie and told us nothing about him, which is the point of sitting. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The whole bet was the fit with May, and every rep of evidence this window, including work against a cornerback of Gardner's class, says the fit is producing. Two things to check next week. First, whether Brown and the starters play at all in the second preseason game, and if so, where the first read targets go. Second, the pecking order underneath him, because Romeo Doubs is having a loud camp of his own, and the target tree's shape is the season-long question. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.